Have you heard from Diana? Okay. Okay. I call this meeting of April 7th, 2016 to order. First thing to note, there will not be a short study session regarding requests to extend temporary employees immediately following this meeting. Next order of business, approval of the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Communications for information, Ms. Hobson. Actions on matters still pending new business. There has been a motion to dismiss. The motion is not before us yet, but the motion to dismiss in the matter of Sean O'Brien and Aaron, Sadowski? Okay, I'm hearing lots.
Satonsky.
Thank you. And that will be set for our May hearing. Following that, it has been asked by the council that we schedule the next meeting as soon as possible. So please make sure your calendars are free for May, because we may or may not be having a hearing, but we'll hear the motion at the May 5th meeting.
We'll hear this motion at May.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Considerations of matters set for public hearing. Civil Service Coordinator Report.
Yay.
Yeah, I almost came out looking for you.
move to excuse.
Human Resource Director Report Request.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I have reports on four actions that I took, and then you do have two action items today. So as a report, I did approve a list extension request for 1 year for the water service mechanic. This was a list established in April of last year with 20 people on the list. Originally, four Tacoma residents. Two people were hired from the list, one Tacoma resident. And it has been approved for extension until April of next year. The second list extension request that I approved was for an engineering tech 3, a 1 year extension. There were 39 people originally on the list, 14 Tacoma residents. Eight people were hired from the list with four Tacoma residents. So I approved that list extension through March of next year, 2017. A third list extension request that I approved is for a customer service representative technical. This is an extension that is needed to avoid a lapse in time between the expiration of the current eligible list and the establishment of a new eligible list. There were 169 people originally on the original list with 68 residents. Nine people were hired from the list, four of which were Tacoma residents. So I did approve the extension for 60 days, and in that time frame, a new list will be ready to be used by the department. Lastly, I did approve a list abolishment request for the railway track maintenance worker. There were 11 people originally on the list. No Tacoma residents. Two were hired from the list, and two candidates were hired, and two candidates requested removal, so the city Tacoma Rail will be conducting an open competitive process, and a new eligible list will be established for Tacoma Rail's use. So the two requests I have in front of you for your action tonight are both waivers for competitive exam, and one is for the fabrication welder, and another is an office assistant. So I'm going to ask Rodney Croston, the human resource analyst, to present this. And with him is Terry Ryan, the power section assistant manager, as well.
Thank you.
I was going to do that, too, but I felt embarrassed.
Now you're going to confuse all the people watching at home on TV.
So thank you, Board Member Summers, Chair Summers, members of the board. We're here first to request a waiver of competitive exam for Christopher Nomura. He was hired as a fabrication welder at Tacoma Power in December of 2009, but he He was hired as a project employee. Project employees have a special designation. He was not hired from examinations, and he was never a classified employee. He was selected for that position because he was already working at Tacoma Power as a contractor, and he kind of demonstrated his proficiency and work ethic, and he was brought on as a project employee. The permanent welder, the other welder at the utility, kind of spent several years training him and then has been out on leave for 2 years now, and recently announced he will not be returning to work. The project that Christopher is on is ending, so the only permanent position for him to go into is this vacant permanent welder position. So we didn't think it was genuous to advertise a vacancy when we already have somebody that's been in this role since 2009, kind of training to take it over. The natural thing would be to give him the appointed or the permanent classified position.
Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive exam for fabrication welder Christopher Nomura. Nomura.
Second.
Got it.
It's been moved and seconded. Do you want to add anything or just to introduce yourself to us? That'd be nice.
Thank you, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Terry Ryan from Power. I'm an assistant generation manager, as Rodney had mentioned. We have a very highly specialized need for welders that know electrical systems. And there are very specific procedures when you're welding things like electrical bus, aluminum, copper, when you're buttering two types of metals together, when you're joining them, there's special processes. And those processes take an awful long time to develop and to learn. Earl has been, I can't speak to exactly how many years he was with us, but it was almost 30. And before that, he was a nuclear welder. He came from SATSUP, and he spent some time in the Navy. So what he learned and what he brought to the job was a knowledge that we can't find very often. So this time period that they've spent together has given Chris the tools that he needs to continue on with this. And there's literally only one welder in that position. They're the shop manager, but there's only one. So he's been doing a very good job since Earl has been out on sick. I recommend hiring him, of course.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you.
And our second request.
And thank you for the two pages too, Rodney.
You're welcome. Our second request is.
Excellent report.
Thanks. Is to a waiver of competitive exam for Shauna Gravatt. She actually applied for office assistant back in 2010. She was certified on the eligible list and hired. Unfortunately, she was hired into a project designated position. So even though she was hired off an eligible list, she was never a permanent employee. Typically, when an employee is hired off an eligible list and they're temporary or they're project, they always have to reapply every time the exam cycle comes up to get on the new list to be eligible should the position ever become permanent. Shauna lives in Shelton, which is great because this position is located out at the Cushman Hydroelectric Project. And ideally, we have employees fill out job interest cards so they get email notifications when these exam cycles come open. Office assistant, for example, though we get so many applications, it's a short application period. She did not apply, and this happens to be the year that this project is expiring. They have the ability to have a permanent office assistant position. Again, she's been doing it for a number of years. She's trained, and we would rather see a waiver of competitive exam so that she doesn't lose her position when the project ends.
Do I hear a motion from the
Madam
board?
Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Shauna Gravatt.
Second.
Office assistant.
All right.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions?
I have one quick
board
question.
Board Member Heller.
So as this is an office assistant position, which of course is entry level, and she's gone through, I just want to clarify, I heard you say she's gone through the competitive process more than once.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also checked in with Local 483 before bringing this forward, because they have objected in the past when there's a promotional and you're cutting people off. So if this was administrative assistant, for example, and there were other office assistants on the list, that would be a problem that we might not bring here, but that's not the case. Office assistant is the entry level.
Thank you for that clarification.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I'm curious, when does she have time to work or eat or sleep or do anything else with all this training? Gosh, I've never seen anything like this before. And I'm glad to see that she's been trained in chainsaws, too. It comes in handy around the office, I'm sure.
Any other comments? Hearing none. Board Member Heller? No?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Any abstentions? Thank you for that report. But don't leave right away. Who's in charge of the meter technicians? That would be you? Okay. We.
Talking about meter readers?
No, I'm talking about the ones that take the meter off when they're old and corroded and put new ones in.
I'm going to guess it's that same shop. If there's something you'd like to tell me, I can write it down. And...
This is a wonderful thing, and I just want it shared. Heidi, who came out and replaced our meter, talked to me. I asked questions. There used to be a program for what she does. She's called a technician, and she did remove the meter and put a new one in, at which time a supervisor came by and cost us a great deal of money. But Heidi was wonderful, and I really appreciate her and that they got everything done so quickly. And really, Frank came out, who was the inspector, and he also let me know exactly what was happening and what we needed to take care of, and everything now is safe in our home, and we probably won't burn down for a little while. And I just wanted to say thank you to her. And I figured with one of your bodies, you'd be able to take that message back to her. Thank you. And the program that she was hired on no longer exists. Though there are two women in that shop and two men at the current time, and I'm wondering if I can get more information about the program that got her hired in, please.
Okay.
Because I was so happy to have the work done so efficiently.
Great. Did she tell you why the program no longer exists?
No, and that's kind of why I'm asking.
I bet the director would know.
That's what I asked, Dan.
I'll follow up and bring that back to you later.
Okay, are there comments by the public? We have a little bit of an audience. If you'd like to say anything, you're more than welcome. No. Okay. Comments by other board members? Hearing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
You're out of here.
Second.
You. Too slow.
Okay. I don't think they're
talking to me. Hey, Board Member Heller.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Glad you made it.
I'm going to gas
station. There were.